Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Love you, hon, and just appreciate you so much. Amen. And then, you know, since I'm in the family, amen, thank God for Cam. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, it just happened to be PK kid. Amen. And then to all of our teens, amen, and all of our young adults, amen. We have some wonderful, great kids, amen. And when I say that, sometimes I got in trouble before that. You know, they come back to me, amen. Look, y'all, we are not crazy. We were, see, y'all don't believe that, but we was once teenagers too. Amen. I know you're sneaking. I know you're hiding. I know you're dipping and sliding. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm not naive to not think that you're not doing something. Pray that you're not supposed to be doing. Hallelujah. But I speak well over you. I speak life over you. I speak healing over you. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I speak it over you that you would do the right thing. Praise the Lord. Amen. And that you would make the right choices. But I know, you're not going to always do that. Praise the Lord. Amen. I tell you, the fire is hot, but you're not going to realize it. Amen. Till you put your hand on there. Amen. It's still going to be the same heat. But what we're praying is that you don't put your hand on it. Hallelujah. It's not how close you can get to it. It's how far you stay away from it. Amen. Because some doors you open, it takes 20 years to close. Hallelujah. Amen. 5 minutes to open and 20 years to close. Hallelujah. He's a wonderful God. You better talk to somebody. Hallelujah. I used to love to just listen to the wisdom of the old folk. They used to be in the kitchen. Mom and them be in the kitchen cooking. I'd just be sitting there waiting. And I would wait for the food, but I'd also be talking to them, getting that wisdom. Hallelujah. Talk to me. Tell me something. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right. You ready for the word?
Amen.
Hallelujah. All right now. Wonderful, wonderful. I hope I can preach as good as Pastor Evans, but praise the Lord. Amen. I'm going to try my best. Hallelujah. Well, y'all know that we're talking about the keys to the kingdom in relationship to what Jesus says in Matthew's gospel, the 16th chapter. Amen. And it starts at the 13th verse, but I'm not going to go. I'm just going to get right to where I need to get to. Amen. Because it's a revelation of a difference. And I wanted to show you the difference in the revelation, because once you see it, amen, you won't forget it. He says here, amen, in 16:18 of Matthew's gospel, Jesus says it like this. And I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. All right. Whose church is this? Oh, I'm sorry. Let's stand up for reading the gospel. If you're able to stand. Praise the Lord. I'm sorry. All right. So if you're able to stand, amen. If not, I understand. Praise the Lord. All right. So Matthew's gospel 16:18. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. All right. I will give unto you what? The keys of the kingdom of heaven. What is Jesus going to give unto us? The keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, the doers of his word, and all of God's people say amen and amen. Because I'm going too fast. Now, if you would, we made the point, and I'm not going to get into that too deep, but we made the point to say, when he talks about the keys of the kingdom, he's talking about the Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. He's talking about the keys, the power and the authority that you have. Keys give you access into something or to someone, and in this case, it's the Lord Jesus Christ. So when he gives us those keys, then we broke it down to say that keys and the gifts of the Holy Spirit that's operating in us is synonymous of the same. The keys and the gift are synonymous. The Holy Spirit operating in our life is synonymous with each other. Both means the same thing. And it delineates that in the sense of 1 Corinthians. You can turn there, the 12th chapter, amen, when it talks about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the operation of God in our life. And we're going to delineate to you, amen, a little bit later, amen, the purpose of that, amen. So in that then, he talks about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. So just real quickly, though, in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter and the first verse, it says this, just real quickly to kind of bring you up. It says, now concerning spiritual, and in my Bible it's italicized, gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. And just simply mean ignorance is just something that you don't know. But it's something that you have the ability to know if you have the willingness to learn. Something that you don't know that you will know if you have the willingness to learn. Amen. And if you instruct it by a good teacher that can break it down to you in the way that you need it broken down to get an understanding. All right. So really, in my Bible, anytime you see italicized, it's a word that was added by the translator to give clarity, all right? Because later on, we're going to be talking about the gifts of the Spirit. But in this, it would just simply read, now concerning spiritual brethren. Now concerning how the Spirit of God that's in you operates. To understand the Spirit of God in you and the purpose of you being empowered and you having the authority that's inside of you, that amen, of what you can do in the work of the Lord. And so that's how it would read. And it goes on, it breaks it down, and then it comes down and says this, amen, and I'm not going to go there. I'm just going to go straight to, if I come back to it, if I need to. But I want to get to this, and it gets down and starts breaking down in verse number 8, amen, how God had broken it down. Now, let's just do verse 7. But the manifestation, the full view, all right, the full view and operation, manifestation, to understand that is actively participating in your life, the Holy Spirit, all right, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to some men. It's given to the Baptists, the Pentecostals. I'm reading the wrong Bible. It's given to who? Every man to profit with all right? So it's given to what? Every man. Now, in order to get the Holy Spirit, you must have first made your confession of the Lord Jesus Christ, all right? Because it's the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, that convicts us of our sin and convinces us that we have a Savior who can save us from our sin. Yes, so you receive the Lord Jesus Christ, and then the Lord Jesus Christ, as John the Baptist said, I baptize you with water, but he that comes after me is going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. All right? So then the Holy Ghost comes after Jesus because Jesus has to save you before the Holy Ghost can fill you. Is that all right? Jesus had to do what? Save us so the Holy Ghost can fill us. And so then you would have the power and the authority to walk in the things of God, to do the work of God. All right. Are we good so far? All right. Now. So now watch this. So he says in verse number 8, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, diverse kinds of tongues. And to another, interpretation of tongues. All right? But all these work it, that one and the self same Spirit, all of this is working, dividing to every man severally as he will. All right, as he will. So next slide, sir. So again, we have. So let's break this down and go through the definitions. Amen. Next slide, and go through the definitions of this. So the first one is the word of wisdom. Once Jesus saves us, the Holy Spirit then fills us and empowers us with these abilities. It's in every one of us. These abilities. All right. So word of wisdom. Word of wisdom is where the Holy Ghost gives insight. Insight. Ooh, I got to get ahead just a little bit. Insight. When God created the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, the first thing that God did, that he gave light. He looked at what he did the first day, he gave light, but that's all he did. Because see, when Jesus saves us, he brings us out of darkness, and the first thing he gives us is light. So now we can see. And once we see, we assess. There was still chaos. There was still 6 days to go. But the Lord says, I want to bless the first day, even though it's not finished. See, you got to understand something. You need to learn how to bless the Lord at all times, even though you're not finished. But at least you got light to see to make the assessment. And what it was, and so he gives us insight. See, you got to have the light shining within before you start to address the chaos that's still on the outside. Because, see, even if you have chaos on the outside, but you got light on the inside, it really don't matter. Come on now, because you know that God is not finished. Did you make that pickup? Praise the Lord. Amen. So he gives us insight. Amen. He gives us insight. Don't be so hard on yourself. Give yourself some grace. Give yourself some mercy. Praise God. Please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. Hallelujah. I'm not the hot mess that I used to be, but I'm still a little messy. Hallelujah. Come on now. All right, I'm just talking about me. So he gives us insight and answers from the throne of God to the perplexing situations and circumstances, that Satan tries to throw your way to snare you or another person. Amen. Next gift is working in you because I'm spending too long. Word of knowledge. It encourages us. See, once you have insight, you need encouragement by what you see, by what you experience, by the situation that you may be. And the beautiful thing about this is that what you need is in you, in the person of the Holy Ghost that's residing in you because you made your confession. Once you make your confession of the Lord Jesus Christ, you no longer need to feel guilty about the blessings that God is pouring up on you because the enemy will always try to make you feel like you don't deserve what God has given. And in some regards, in principle, he's right. But I'm not basing it on my own merit of what I've done. I'm basing it upon the merit of the Lord Jesus Christ who saved us from our sins. So you have no working with me from within. God is in there now. Hallelujah. So he's always trying to come to you, Satan, to tell you that you're not worthy, that you don't deserve it. You tell him, that's right. Hallelujah. But now since I confess the Lord Jesus Christ, you no longer deserve to be a part of my life. So you got to get out so God can come in and he starts to give you a revelation of what's inside of you. Hallelujah. Do you know who's inside of you? Do you know who's working on the inside of you? It's the Holy Ghost on the inside. He's working on the inside. I know the song says it's working on the outside. No, you need to know he's working on the inside. He's on the inside, working on the inside, making a change on the outside. And sometimes the outside don't have to change. It's just how you see it. Your perspective. You'll be flying in a plane. You're flying over a city. You can't even see everything look like ants. You can't even make out what it, because you're 30,000 feet in the air. And then when you start coming down, praise God, it don't look like you're moving. But then when you start getting closer to the ground and get ready to land, you say, boy, we're moving pretty fast. I hope the plane stopped. All right. So he said them. And all, so, okay. So encourages a person that God knows them. Oh, I'm trying to get through this. That God knows them and all they have been through. Am I talking to anybody, right? Am I talking to anybody? He said, see, this is a word of knowledge. You need to know what God knows. So he put his Holy Spirit, dispatched his Holy Spirit, deployed his Holy Spirit down on the inside of us to fill us so we can know what he knows. So he says he encouraged a person to know that God knows what you're going through. God knows exactly where you are. God identifies with you so much so he gives us the Holy Spirit so he can walk with us through the process. Okay, so he said, he goes, and will help them become everything in the midst of everything you're going through. You can still be everything that he will help you to become in the midst of everything you're going through. Hallelujah. Everything he created, he and she, amen, to be. Next one. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The gift of faith. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. He said it sees how God's plans supersedes, overrides, deletes, destroys the plan of the enemy. The enemy had a plan. God has a plan for your life. Jeremiah 29:11, y'all know that one. 14a, praise the Lord, amen. Y'all read it on your own, but if you know, but I know the plans, the thoughts that I think about you. Hallelujah. They're not evil. They're not dark. They're not sinister. Praise the Lord. You need to understand something. The shell, the container might be messed up, but the content can't be touched. Hallelujah. Come on, Job. The container. The Lord said, yes, Satan, you can touch the container, but you can't deal with the content because I know what I got in them. Hallelujah. And so Satan came and put all them boils on him and said, and his friends came and said, Job, I thought you was blessed, man. I thought you was serving God. I thought you was, even his wife got in on it. Job, you might want to just kind of alleviate yourself. And so he says, no, he says, there's something going on because if I was a friend of God and relationship with God before the boils and the things that's going on in my container, then I am still because God will never leave me nor forsake me. And for some reason, this must be going on. So I will not curse the God who has blessed me just because it don't seem like I'm blessed. I'm still blessed no matter what the container looks like because on the inside, he's still God. Hallelujah. So I'm telling you. So he says it is more the general faith given to is more than the general faith given to everybody. This is the person that believe. This is radical. This is crazy faith. This is faith, man. That just when I first got saved, and I met my wife and her mama. I thought they, you know, I'm still got a little street in me. And I'm like, man, these folk is crazy. They would believe God for the toothpaste they would. They would believe God for everything. They believe God for the stockings they go by. They believe, man, I'm telling you, they would, Lord, what stockings you want? Lord, I'm saying the Lord ain't gonna, yes, he is. And they would believe God for everything. I mean, it's the gift of faith to believe God. Hallelujah. Down to the minute, amen, molecule of your being. Hallelujah. Amen. And so it's a supernatural declaration of something that will soon come into reality and is brought about by a divine combination of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Next slide. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm going to get stuck. All right. The gifts of healing destroys the illnesses, the diseases, or the afflictions brought on by Satan and releases, amen, the person who has was afflicted to become all that God created them to be. Amen. It destroys. That's the main thing I want you to focus on. It destroys, amen, gifts of healing. Praise the Lord. Amen. Do you know that Carolyn Cuman even Benny Hinn had went through a thing, amen. They were known for their ability to have this gift of healing, and yet they themselves was really going through. Carolyn Kuhlman, Catherine Kuhlman, amen. She dealt with severe depression. Severe depression, clinical depression. Yet she was one of the greatest healers, amen, used for this gift in modern time. Paul said it like this, man. He said, man, I got some stuff going on, pray God. I pray for a whole lot of people, but there's still something going on with me. Timothy picked it up and said, I pray for a lot of people. I got a lot of stuff going on, but there's still something going on in me. Hallelujah. Can you bless the God with a gift that seemed like, it strengthens your testimony. That's what it does. It strengthens your testimony. Praise the Lord. Amen. To see if you can believe. Amen. If you can believe. Next slide. Praise the Lord. Amen. I can get somewhere. All right. The gifts of miracles. All right. Dunamis. This dynamite here. This strength, power, and ability. Hallelujah. Amen. And it regenerates and recreates to the original creative order of what the evil one has tried to destroy or to deform. You know what I'm saying? Miracles. Miracles. Jesus Christ was a man approved of God through miracles, signs, and wonders. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. Next slide. Amen. Okay, prophecy. Reveals what God wants. All this is in you. Holy Ghost, all this is in you. All this is in you. Working. Come on. He's in us working. When was your last good conversation with the Holy Ghost? When the last time you just say, Holy Ghost, he say, hey, how you doing? Doing good. Ready to go to work? Ain't been nothing initiated lately. You ain't asked me for nothing lately. You ain't asked me to do nothing lately. You're asking everybody else, but you're not asking me, because the same power or the same word they give you is the same word that you got already inside of. They asked me. It's already in you. Talk to yourself. Even when you talk to yourself, you're not talking to yourself. You're talking to the Holy Ghost. If you have accepted Jesus, you have received the Holy Ghost. It's operating in your life. Talk to him. Y'all want to talk to him now? Want to take a break? Come on. He reveals what God wants you to do in the future. Prophecy is either foretelling or foretelling. Forth means to speak futuristically. For means to speak in the present. Whatever you need, you can speak right now and decree and declare. Yes, sir. Decree it and declare it. You ain't going to be called to the office of a prophet. Amen. It's all in you. In the person of the Holy Ghost. Yes, all right? So it also reveals the plans of evil. When the things are coming before God said, I will tell my servants before they get upon you, I will tell you before it happens. I will warn you of the things to come. Jesus says that in Matthew's Gospel 24. I warn you of the things to come. I told you that there's somebody over here talking about, I'm Jesus, I'm Jesus, I'm Jesus. And they're going to run over there. Don't let your desperation for believing God's manifestation run you to somewhere else other than him. When Jesus was in the wilderness, praise God, for 40 days, the Bible said he hungered. He was thirsty. But he still did not allow the enemy to satisfy his thirst. When you're in a point of desperation, you're at the highest point of your vulnerability. And when you're at that point of vulnerability, you got to be careful. Wait on God. Wait on God. Wait on God. And when you start getting advice and you don't feel that peace, see, we by nature will always try to help you to alleviate the pressure of the situation, because we want you to stop hurting. That's a good friend wants you to stop hurting. So we're looking with you in terms of shortcuts, perhaps, that you could take to stop hurting, because God knows your heart. The problem is God knows our heart, but we don't know it, because the Bible says our heart is desperately wicked. It's evil. Who can know it? All I'm just telling you is to wait on the Lord. Get with the one who has the power and the ability in you, in the person of the Holy Ghost, and you will see the difference. He says here, can stop the plan and to avoid the traps that Satan might set for you. Amen. Prophecy. Amen. God will tell him in front. And then I put Psalms 91. Next one. Amen. Real quick. The discerning of spirits reveals the source that the spirit that is causing something to happen in your life, whatever that something, whether that something is from God or from the evil one, just what I was just telling you. You need to understand. And let me help you with something. This is not difficult. This is not difficult. No man that calls Jesus Lord will call him a curse. That's right. The spirit will not deny itself, himself. All right? So you'll know very clearly what the source of the situation that you're going through. Amen. Don't just look on the outside to assess your faith on the inside. Don't look at the circumstances on the outside to say, well, maybe you're not walking in faith. Maybe you not know. If you're still excited on the inside, irregardless of what's happening on the outside, you still got it. Come on, you still got it. Because you need to understand something. You never go through anything for yourself. Jesus went to the cross, but he didn't go for himself, because Jesus had no sin. He went to the cross for us. He beat down Jesus for us, not for him. Somebody said, well, you shouldn't say never, but I'm just telling you, whatever you're going, especially when you're going through something, you need help. You employ people to help you to get through it. So it's something in that ministry of your misery that's forming your ministry. That's why sometimes doctors make, what is that, bad bedside manner. Because sometimes they are perplexed about why their diagnosis was made and their medication is not working. You're still suffering. You're still going through. And they try to do everything they can to help you. But you got to know and have that peace on the inside. Hallelujah. Next one. Amen. Then there is diverse kinds of tongues that glorifies God and strengthens the spirit of the one whom speaks, and thus it the implementation of the will of God over the will of Satan. Next one. Praise the Lord. I need to move faster. Interpretation of tongues. It strengthens those who hear. All right. The first one strengthens those who speak. The next one blesses those who hear, strengthens those who hear, gives them the victory. Amen. By the end. Therefore, they also is the implementation of God's will over the will of Satan. Amen. I think that's the last one for that. Is that not right? Is that the last one? So let me do this, because I need to give you that to let you know what's working inside of you. But let me give you this, amen, as the reason why. Do anybody know why that those nine gifts that I just read for you in terms of keys to God's kingdom, the power of the Holy Spirit working inside of you, is working inside of you? Do you know why? It's there. Do you know why he's there? Do you know the purpose why the Holy Spirit abides on the inside of us? I'm saying you, but it's us. But on the inside of us, do you know why? Do you know why? You want to take a stab at it? You want to, anybody want to just, I ain't saying nothing, Pastor. Amen, because you can't give a wrong answer. You really can't. You're going to give an answer based upon the level of your knowledge and revelation and understanding and experience up until now. So there is no wrong answer. And I will never blast you. Praise the Lord. I'm not that kind of person. Praise the Lord. Yes, ma'am. What you got? For the upbuilding of the kingdom of God and rule on earth. Praise the Lord. Amen. That was a good one. Praise you kind of hit the nail on the head for the first one. Amen. I thought y'all was going to kind of ease into it. You just went right there. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right, huh? Anybody else got something? Praise the Lord. Oh, that's where we want to go right there. Hallelujah. To do what? To destroy the works of the devil. So 1 John, that's where we want to go right there. Praise God. To destroy the works of the devil. All right. Now we're getting ready to release this seed. Now, wait a minute. But, okay, so 1 John 3 and 8. 1 John 3 and 8. To destroy the works of the devil. That's why he gives it to us. To destroy the works of the devil. All right. Now watch this. He that committed sin is. Are you there? He that committed sin is of the devil. He that committed sin is of the devil. I know you're not trying. Look, don't apply grace where grace is not to be applied. Because anybody who committed sin is of the devil, then they ain't trying to get no grace. So I ain't trying to force grace where grace is not supposed to be applied. All right. You just got to let it be. You got to have these areas of tension. You got to have these areas of confrontation. You got to let it be confrontational. Did God save you the first time somebody ministered to you? You were so ready to jump into the ship of the Lord Jesus Christ and to receive the Lord Jesus Christ. No, you had about 17 more parties to go to. Come on now, you had 17 more, you know, I'm saying dates and what you want to go to. You know, you had to move out of the house. You weren't supposed to be. And so, you know, But you wouldn't have him the first time. I'm meddling, ain't it, sir? He said, and he that committed sin is of the devil. Can you read that? What it say? What the Bible say? What it say? You read there. Is that hard to say? Come on now. For the devil sinneth from the what? Beginning. For this purpose. For this purpose. The Son of God was manifested that he might what? Destroy the works of the devil. That's why Jesus came. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, never to rise no more. But the master heard our plea, and I discouraged and cried. From the valley, from the depths of sin, he lifted me. Hallelujah. Come on, love lifted us out of that. Now watch this. So now watch. So let's go to St. John. St. John now, 6:29. St. John 6:29 is to destroy the works of the devil. That's why the Holy Spirit's in us, to destroy the works of the devil. I'm going to throw you a curveball in a minute. So St. John 6:29. He says this. Now let's do 27. Labor not for the meat which perisheth. But for the meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him have God the Father sealed. All right. Then said they unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God. What is the work of God? He says what? Jesus says what? This is the work of God. Come on now. All right. Come on. All right. That's good. Let's read it together then. That ye what? Believe. Let me add something in there. Let me add something. I can add it. It's okay because that's what it means. That you would believe continually. That you would believe perpetually. That you would believe only. At all times. On him, praise the Lord, on him whom he hath sent, that you would believe on him in whom he hath sent. Now, Jesus tells us in St. John, the 9th chapter and the 4th verse. Come on, we working it now. St. John 9 and 4. He says, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day, for night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. So I must work the works of him that sent me continually, because there's coming a time when Jesus comes back where there's not going to be able to work the works of God, but there's going to be judgment. Amen. So now watch this. So again, he says to do this. Now watch this. So it's to destroy the works of the devil. He gives us the power of the Holy Ghost to destroy the works of the devil. Now, this is the thing. This is where you're going to release your seed, amen, according to the word of the Lord, on this principle. The Lord gives us, the Lord Jesus Christ, number one, as a Savior to save us from sin, to cleanse us from sin, to save us from sin, to save us from the clutches of Satan, to save us from darkness, to reunite us back to God. Then he gives us the Holy Spirit to destroy. In essence, the Holy Spirit comes in and purifies us from the effects of the life we was living in darkness. In essence, when we were sinners, we knew how to sin. We knew how to game. We knew how to play the game. Amen. Go to the still of the my logo. Amen. With the fire and the lightning. Amen. That one I want. Amen. So now watch this. So he gives us that. Now watch this. So it's to destroy the works of Satan in our life by continually to believe from the inside out, irrespective of what's going on the outside. Now watch this. Even though it's there to destroy the works of the devil, it does not mean that the devil's works aren't still working. Did you get that? It just simply means that it's not working in you. It destroys the works of the devil, but it does not mean it's not working somewhere. Satan is not gone. He's still here. And he's still working the works of darkness. Jesus says it like this in St. John 10 and 10. He says, but the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That's the way he will always come. That's the only way he can come. And he will continue to come to those who have the door open to him. He will continue to work his works of death, darkness, and destruction. But the Lord says, even though he's working still, when you let the Holy Ghost work in you, he's no longer working in you like he used to. Come on now. He's no longer working in you because you have replaced your fear with faith. You have replaced your sickness with healing. You have replaced your gloom with the joy of the Lord that is now your strength. That's a big deal. I was talking to somebody a while ago, and they was talking about how they were going through counseling. And they was talking about how the counselor wanted to take them, after years of counseling, wanted to take them back to the beginning. Because they were still having, you know, thoughts. Not acting out in any kind of way, but still having thoughts. And so the Spirit of the Lord rose up inside of me and they said, well, what do you think about it? Do you think I should go back to the beginning and do that? And so I started asking a series of questions. I said, now that you are where you are after years of counseling, do you feel like that you still? No, he said, I don't have no urge. I don't have no, you know, nothing happening or anything like that because of how far God has brought me. The enemy always want to take you back to where you was because you still had thoughts. And I was telling him, I said, it's not that the enemy's not still working, but you got to understand with the Holy Ghost in you, he's not working in you. He's not working in you like he used to. Okay, now it's time to plant seed. So he said he's not working in you like he used to. So when you rely upon the 9 keys or gifts of the Holy Spirit that's operating in you, that you have access to the power and the authority to do, you need to understand that, yes, the enemy used to work, but he can't work in me like he used to because I got the power to destroy his works. In essence, the old folks used to say, things I used to do, I don't do no more. Places I used to go, I don't go no more. I looked at my hands, and even though they was the same hands, my hands looked new. I looked at my feet, and they did too. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm so grateful for the examples that God gives us, even in the person, amen, of Elder Vanessa Hamilton. Because you know why? Because it shows us that even though the shell, the outside, the container has been affected in ways we're still trying to figure out, it still does not diminish on the inside. Come on now, on the inside of what's going on. Even though Satan is trying to work, his work don't work on us because it's God on the inside. He's working on the outside. Hallelujah. And we have decreed and declared his works to be ineffective and not in void. So we give God praise. So you ought to seed, amen, to the fact that the work of the Holy Ghost in you has deleted and destroyed the works of Satan, even though he is still at work. Now, how do you think Satan feels now that everything he throws at you, it don't work on you? That every time he comes one way, you praise God 7 different ways. That every time he comes to you with something that you feel or something that's going on in your life, you still somehow with your sanctified self can find a praise on the inside. That when he comes and looks at your kids and try to wreck your home, you still build an altar for the Lord and find yourself on your knees blessing God because he's worthy to be praised. It don't work no more. Somebody say, it don't work no more. It don't work no more. It don't work no more. You can't do what you used to do. I'm God's property. I'm God's property. I'm God's property. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. I'm God's property. You can't do what you used to do. You can't make me depressed. You can't make me oppressed. Because God is talking to me now. God is filling me now. I got a word of wisdom. I got a word of knowledge. God is showing me that my future is bright. He said, look to me, to the hills on which come your help. Your help comes from the Lord. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Because God, he's with me. Hallelujah. 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 It don't work no more. It don't work no more. You might as well go find somebody else. Because it don't work no more. It don't work no more. Yeah, it used to take me down. Yeah, it used to pull me to the side. But it don't work no more. You ought to give a God. And it don't work no more. Praise. You ought to give God to look and see how far he's brought you. You ought to give God, I mean, a real sanctified praise. Because everything that the enemy has thrown your way, it don't work no more. Because God is working in me. God is working in me. Hallelujah. Thank you. something on the inside. And it's not something, it's someone. It's the Holy Ghost on the inside. He's working on the outside. And this is where we come to. Now, this next statement is for seasoned saints. He's working on the outside. Now, this for seasoned saints. Because I know what it says. He brought about a change. But this statement is for seasoned saints. Even if it don't change. Even if it don't change. Hallelujah. Even if it don't change. Hallelujah. I'm going to bless you in this fire. I'm going to bless you in this fire. I'm going to bless you in this affliction. I'm going to bless you right where I am. Yeah. Hallelujah. I'm going to bless you in this affliction. I'm going to bless you in this persecution. I'm going to bless you in this hospital. I'm going to bless you in this therapy room. I'm going to bless you, Lord, at all times. I decree and declare the move out van in the spirit is upon every house, hallelujah, of Redeeming Love Family Church. You got to pack your bags, and in the spirit, you have just been evicted out of every home of Redeeming Love Family Church. I speak a word of wisdom. I speak a word of knowledge. Hallelujah. I speak a word of miracles. Pack your bags and get out in the name of Jesus. Throw his stuff out on the street. Hallelujah. And every demonic force, hallelujah, that has tried to work against the people of God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, God. We give you honor. And we give you glory. And we testify to the strength of the cross. We testify to the strength of our Savior. We testify to the strength of our Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Loko seraba shonda esene. Lo shilaba na neba seleba korosike. Iba shanda rabo soreba korosileba sa. Rosso mananda na rabo sheke na rabo sheke. I got to talk just for a minute, amen, to those who are seeing this, amen, via the web. Because God gave me a word, amen, for my sisters, amen, Merlin and Carolyn. And what he told me, amen, and I needed to pronounce it, amen, even in the midst of you. That praise the Lord, amen, that God told me to tell my sisters that they protected me when I was a boy like nobody's business. You didn't mess with June. Hallelujah. And I had some that tried, and none of them were successful. Amen. Had a whole gang of boys to come and try to beat me up when being bullied. Amen. I know what it's all about, being bullied. Amen. But my sisters, praise the Lord, hallelujah, took care of business. And God said, the reason why you did that when I was a boy is so I can do this for you when I'm a man. And that's to give God's protection over your life and prosperity. I speak to my sisters now. You kept me then. God's going to keep you now. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And then I love this, because God starts showing me saints that couldn't make it. Hallelujah. So I speak to Sister Pierre. I know you're still recovering, but God says, hallelujah, it's going expedient. Hallelujah. It's going to be up and above and beyond anything. Praise the Lord. Don't let nothing keep you out when God is calling you in. Hallelujah. And God says, rise up, woman of God. Hallelujah. And take your place in the name of Jesus. God's a wonderful God. To my brother Derek Caldwell, hallelujah. God told me to do this. Where my Bible? God told me to do this. God told me to do this. This is what you need to do. Get your Bible. Pick your Bible up right now. Open the Bible up for me, sir. Open it. Stay right here. He told me to tell you to take your hand and put it in the Bible. Now close it up on me. And put it in. So God is washing your hands. Stuff you used to touch. Now you can't touch nothing that's not affiliated with the Word. Now get that other hand. Get that other hand. He said, put your hand in the Word. Because that's the only thing you're going to touch is the Word of God. Then he said, take the Word and put it over your heart. Because God is giving you a heart transfer right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You need to rejoice right there in your living room. You need to rejoice right there in your living room. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then I saw an outbreak. I saw an outbreak in the sanctuary. I saw people that was led by the Spirit of God going to this person, going to that person, and prophesying over them, working the works, working the works, giving them a word of knowledge. I see you, Sister Deborah. I see you. Give a word of knowledge. Girl, your whole body's red. Your whole face is red. Hallelujah. That's Holy Ghost. Give that word to somebody. Hallelujah. I saw it break out in the sanctuary. People was going to people. They were talking about it. They were sharing the gospel. And folk was all on the floor. I saw myself stepping over people trying to get through. They had been knocked out in the spirit. Hallelujah. This is what he's talked about. This is that which he prophesied. In the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters. Hallelujah. Prophesy. Your old man will dream dreams. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Break out. Break out. Break out. Holy Ghost. Break out. Break out. Break out. Holy Ghost. Break out. Break out. Break out. Work your gifts. Work your gifts. Don't hold it in no more. Work your gifts. Work your gifts. Don't hold it in no more. Don't hold it in no more. Work your gifts. Work your gifts. Lay hands on the sick. They shall recover. Work your gifts. Prophesy. Work your gifts. A word of knowledge. Work your gifts. That's it. I'm getting ready to mess up Children's Church, because somebody already did it. Somebody might need to go grab your child and speak over their life
because this is an atmosphere of miracles. This is an atmosphere of signs and wonders. For you grandparents, for us grandparents, we need to start calling our grandchildren by their name and presenting them before God and speaking over their life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Grab your child and speak over their life. Grab your child and speak over their life. Holy Ghost, break out. Holy Ghost, break out. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. 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 Be praised. Amen. I'm not going to prolong the hour. Amen. I bless the Lord. Amen. For the opportunity to preach this precious gospel. For the opportunity to see the people of God bless. Nothing thrills my heart greater than to see God's people blessed. Whatever happens to the container should never affect the content. Lord, we bless you. We bless you now. And we thank you right here, right now. You're worthy of the praise, the honor, and the glory. To you and to you alone, God. And we thank you. No more. Hallelujah, because God is working. God is too tough. He's too tough in us. He's too tough in us for the enemy to try to work anymore. God says, I know what you've been going through. I know exactly where you are. And yea, I needed you to use that to bring you to this point and to bring you to that place, this place in your life, to show you that I'm more in you than he that's against you, to show you there's more with you than those that are against you. To show you that he is God and there is none other. He is God and there is none other. King of kings, Lord of lords. And we give him the praise. Oh, we give you the praise. We give you praise. All the honor and all the glory. And all the glory belongs.
my last one is to you, Sister Erica, because God says that during the time of your upbringing, it was expected of you to do what you did. All the songs and all the things that was expected of you to do that. He says, but it's going to come, it's a time now where it's not because you were forced to or expected to, but because you want to. You wanted to feel and to enjoy what you was doing. That was supposed to be the fruit of it. But now it's turning now. And he says, I saw you last night in the prayers. He says, now it's turning. Not because you have to. Not because you expected to. But because you want to. Amen. Amen. Isn't he wonderful? Hallelujah. Isn't he wonderful? Amen. 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 And as you take your place, everything else will fall in line. Oh, it'll fall in line. It'll fall in line. Hallelujah. It'll fall in line. I feel some relationships remending right now in the name of Jesus. I see it remending right now in the name of Jesus. I see a love that is so strong. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In relationships right now in the name. So I speak what I see in the name of Jesus, because it is God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. I see them doing an about face at the courthouse. On the steps of the courthouse. It got that far, but I see them doing an about face right now in the name of Jesus. And God is calling them from the courthouse to be separated to the church house to be united. Hallelujah. I see some kids right now on the steps of the courthouse with their parents. In essence, the situation is calling for judgment. But God says, I want to take you from the courthouse to the church house, that I can take what was going to be separated and I can bring it back together. I can unite it. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. So Lord, we speak a canopy of your protection, of the Spirit of the Lord, to change the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Change the atmosphere in every home for your glory. Let it be a place where you abide always, always and forever. Lord, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. You're here today. Praise God upon the sound of my voice. You need to know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior of your life. Amen. According to the scriptures, you can't get the Holy Ghost without getting Jesus Christ. You got to be saved. God is not going to fill a sinful, dirty, dark container. He's not going to fill that person. You're separated from him. You need to come back to him. I mean, like, really fast and in a hurry. You've heard the word. Amen. You've seen it demonstrated. You've seen a praise erupt up in here like never before. My sister's right now, she still ain't contained us. I see her right now just crying out to God because of the overflow of what God is doing. Amen. And I'm grateful to be able to do that. Amen. By the leading of the Lord. So you're here today. Praise God upon the sound of my voice. Amen. And you have been so profoundly affected by the word and the demonstration, by the dance, by the songs that you've heard, by everything that has been done, even by you seeing the seed that's been planted on this altar. You're saying, wow, Lord, I didn't know it was like that. Yes, right here, it's like that. And God wants to start that flow in you like never before. But he can't start the flow in you till you get through, till he can get through to you with salvation. The Bible says, if you would believe in your heart and confess with your mouth. See, it's what's in you that you say out of you. It's what's in your heart that comes out of your mouth, the Lord Jesus, and confess him as Lord and Savior of your life. That on the third day, God raised him from the dead. The Bible says, you shall be saved. Or you're here today, praise the Lord. Amen. They are already coming. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Maybe you want to rededicate. She want to give her life. All right, Ray. Want to give her life to Christ today.
Praise the Lord. Come on now. Come on. Come on, Dad. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Y'all have to excuse me because it's just like God said it's gonna, what's going to be.